Welcome everyone. This is Tracy Holloway and this is the fourth part of our deliciously divine Sister Space broadcast. I was so busy reading all of your little messages then that I almost forgot to start the broadcast. I was feeling already engaged with the energy of this evening and connected to each and every one of you, which feels wonderful. It's great to be together again. And remember that next week's live broadcast is on Monday evening, not Sunday. And we'll be utilising those powerful full moon energies again. That evening will be well worth listening to live if you can. It's really going to be out of this world. And from the emails that I've been receiving from various people, from many of you, you're all really enjoying this series and are already seeing and feeling noticeable benefits. Many of you have gone way out into the cosmos and have been unsure of what you've actually heard, as it feels as if as soon as I start to speak, you're asleep. This is a common thing that we hear. I can assure you that this powerful transformative state of rest is far more beneficial and more deeply nourishing for your light than any night's sleep. Whilst you're in this altered state, which can feel like sleep, deep inner work is occurring. Inner work that your greater guiding wisdom is taking care of, ensuring that you get the most out of this energy transmission. You can continually reap the rewards from this transmission. Remember, the changes you are making are at the very foundation of your being, at that cellular level. And these changes will go on to support you long into the future. And so whilst resting in this way, you're remapping the neural pathways of your mind and creating the space, the right environment for this transformation to occur. There's part of you who knows exactly what you need to be happy, healthy, and successful. Yet often with the busyness of life and the everyday distractions that occur, this part rarely gets an opportunity to show you what's really possible. Though initial energetic changes might appear subtle, don't be fooled. These changes are getting right to the heart of you, where change is required, as it's within the heart of you where all truth is known, where your true nature exists. And it's from this powerful place, that place of the you of you, that you can really come forth, shining your inner magnificence, your true essence, your light, your power. The truth is that a sacred space like the one you're creating here at this time, and that you can create each time you access the power within, is really all you need. As once you have a place within where truth is known, then wherever you go, you can experience peace and love and oneness with all. The truth is not out there. The truth is inside you. And once you accept your true power and potential, you can manifest reality by expressing that inner sacred light out into the world. Without limits, with purpose, with integrity, creating the most empowering environment for yourself and for others to share. Harnessing your inner radiance and utilizing it fully takes time. There's really no rush. Peaceful presence is the key, as is acknowledging yourself for the gifts and talents that you have. And rather than denying yourself, start embracing all that you are. So much self-rejection, self-neglect, self-loathing has occurred. And so meeting with all aspects of yourself and loving yourself back to completion will return you to the very heart of you. This can't be done in an instant, nor can it be done with one wave of your magic wand. But it can be done by creating time and space for your true light to shine, and through gathering with others who can hold this new frequency too. You're helping to ground the new energies of this post-2012 time, and the process is deep and slow, though powerful and progressive, just like the birth process really. The more you relax and trust, the easier it is, though there are inevitable challenges along the way. There are so many opportunities being presented to you right now where you're being asked to trust your intuition and to follow the guidance of your heart. This period of time, now, it's not a race. It's a deepening. This is not the time to rush. It's the time to sit and consider your options and choose. Not because you're under pressure and have to think and act quickly or you'll miss out or all will be lost. But instead, you make your decision and act because you intuitively know that will support your greater unfoldment. If you're not quite sure, if you don't really know what to do, then perhaps the time of knowing, you know, clear knowing, is not quite with you yet. And that's where patience comes in. Remember, there is no rush. You're in the deepening. And you can take your time. It's a time of grace. It's not important to create something quick now. It's important that what you create serves to support the deeper inner you and will continue to bring you riches long into the future. You're being asked who you are and what you want, deeply, authentically. And within the sacred space you create at this time, you can reach a much deeper awareness of this. Perhaps more insight than ever before. The relationships are deepening. And you may have to adjust in order to allow yourself to receive the fullness of the love that you secretly asked for. Work circumstances are changing. You may have to alter your views on yourself and others and certain situations in order to get the career or work opportunities that you secretly longed for. And there may be changes at home too, as you negotiate different terms for yourself and the household. Perhaps the superficial changes that you tried to put in place no longer suffice. And a deeper experience of relating with your environment and with those in it is now required. The deeper into this transformative time you delve, the more opportunities to create something more empowering will present themselves. Simply making do will no longer be enough. Quick fixes are also no longer desired. What the energy transmission of your personal transformation is asking you for, what it actually needs, and what's being gently and progressively given, are all the steps, adjustments, just gently revealing themselves. Moment by moment, and you can sense them with your heart, whether it feels the time to flow and move, or whether it feels like the time to just sit and be present and patient and allow the next part to reveal itself more clearly. You have to let go into that process of allowing things to be revealed in their own time. You can take all the time you need. There really is no hurry. It's the quality of this deepening time. The important thing is that every step you take, you know that it is from your heart completely. That your heart's really in it. Don't do anything that you sense feels depressing or that causes your energy to drop. If the heart isn't in it, then no matter what the challenge is, if your heart is in it, then no matter what the challenge is, you'll find the energy, the courage, the enthusiasm to see and get through it. But if your energy isn't in it, if your heart's not in it, then no matter what you do, you'll just feel like you're banging your head against a brick wall. Frustrated, doubting, worried, confused, going round in circles. So start to trust the intuitive heart to guide you. After all, that is what you're asking for, isn't it? That greater guidance to be there for you, inviting you to share in the experience of life. And then when it does, can you trust it? Can you go there? Can you adapt and make the changes required? It may take a little while to get everything how you want it to be. Some of your goals are part of a long-term vision. A vision where you see yourself really happy and fulfilled, doing whatever it is that brings you joy. And it might not be one thing. Many of you are light weavers and need to be doing different things at different times, weaving the magic of existence intuitively. For those light weavers, knowing what it is you need to do to be happy can be an impossible conundrum. As for you, it's about being happy in whatever it is you do. The things change, but the happiness is constant. Unless, of course, you do things that are not in tune with your truth. Your heart, your essence, then you can feel really lost and confused and start to wonder what the purpose of life is. Being happy is really all that's required. Happiness will bring you peace, health, and ever-changing life experiences to interact with, helping generate more light for others to share as you weave your special magic with them, inspiring them, uplifting their heart. As sisters of the light, learning to weave is a true art form. For some, more natural than others. For many, it's about trusting oneself and following the call of the heart and seeing where it leads. Though each of you is born with an innate ability to weave, some have more confidence than others. But as we come together and weave as one, so the power of oneness guides the individual to remember his or her true purpose. The richness of the collective web, the light matrix of energy, which is the sacred womb of the glittering galactic goddess. It's yours to play in, to explore, to be nurtured and nourished by, to live in tune with, and to flow with as you open to this great guidance and answer the call of the one heart. You are ready to listen, aren't you? To hear that call. To make the space and settle deeply so that you can ask for less but receive so much more. You can settle. You can rest. You can be the space through which your fullness will be blessed. child of the light, sister of this space. You've been given the key to your own sacred place. A journey will soon start and will take you to your heart. Not the heart where pain exists, but to the heart that knows true bliss. You are the sister, the star of this space, shining out your own true light, brightening up this place. Sister, there is but one you, and yet together there is nothing that we can't do. As all around you, seek and you will find that where there was once no one, now there are others like you, compassionate, sincere, and kind. Stretching out beyond time and further into space, a unity that circles this, our human race. Our light it weaves, and so has woven a blanket of new earth energy around our planet's pregnant belly swollen. The light energy, powerful and potent, will gently support the birthing of the new world as it emerges. The sisterhood, rebuilt on trust and guided from a place of love. Our one heart song rebuilds the web and weavers witness the new light thread. The glitter of the galactic goddess is yours to harness. Nimble is your darting light, deeply embroidering the light, and in its pattern, to all's delight, is the story of the sisters who regained their sight. You can see. You can know. You can take back your true wisdom and power. As if not then, then let this be the hour. Your power immeasurable. Seek to spread light. As sisters and brothers dance with delight. This is the time. It has never been this time before. And so as one together, we will open this new door. The door together. The door to oneness. The door to pleasure. United. We share that vision, trust in each other, and move forward gracefully, encouraging one another. Take a moment now to reach to your left, to your right, to the hand of a brother or sister that you can hold now in light. Closing your eyes if you haven't done so before. It's time to take a journey through that opening door. We can walk through together. We can walk through as one, as this is the light. Let it shine like the sun. Heart of you, the heart of us all as one, this heart light, so sacred, beams forever bright, like the sun. Take a moment to deepen your connection to each and every one. Send that ray of light energy transmission. Like the planets receive from the sun. You're sending it to each and every brother or sister here, creating this space. A moment of presence, moment of grace. Your heart touches theirs, a reminder for sure. Remembering, we are all one. We may look different, have different lives, but right at the very heart, we are one light, one totality. Experience that total light presence, as if the light from each and every heart, every person here, is creating an orb of light all around us, that every heart embraces you. And your heart embraces everyone. One unified field, buzzing, chattering, communicating, harmonizing, coming together coherently. As you recognize and remember, recognizing all of these various energies consciously and unconsciously, and any discordant memories that are held, regardless of what they are, regardless of how conscious they are. Only thing that would create conflict or separation is now held in the light of truth, neutralized completely and transmuted fully into pure light energy transmission. Generating another wave of light and love all around us all. There may have been conflict in the past. There are so many stories throughout our history. But her story is one of the heart. And remembering what it means to come together intuitively as one. Resting in that presence. Allowing. Releasing. Letting go. Forgiving. Endlessly forgiving. There is no limit to what you can forgive whilst in this space. As one, we can forgive the history of humanity right up until this present moment. In this space, we are beyond time. And therefore, we can weave our light forwards in time. And forgive all that which is yet to come. We can spread that light of pure forgiveness across the planet to the hearts and minds and stories of each and every human being everywhere. Not just those alive now, for all those that have ever been and all those that are yet to be. Let them all be accountable and let all be forgiven and let all that's been held be released into this space, transmuted. Returned to light. Creating yet more light. Forgiveness creates light, creates space. You can feel that spaciousness all around you. Allow your light to expand into that space more fully than ever before, reaching out in all directions. No matter how far you allow your energy to expand into the space around you, spreading your light more fully. No matter how far you expand, there is yet more space into which your light can shine. And within you, the power to transmit the light into that space endlessly, without ever becoming tired, depleted, out of balance. Just sense that. See how much space there is. And feel the infinite flow of light emanating from you. Right out into the cosmos. Touching the heart of every star. Throughout every galaxy. Everywhere. To the heart of each and every being. Let your light be known. Acknowledge what it feels like. Be acknowledged by the stars as a being of light yourself, no different, not separate, whole and complete, part of everything. You're ready to take a journey to the very center of that light, to come fully into that point of presence, nowhere else you need to be, nothing else you need to do. This sacred space welcomes you, brings you to the very heart of you. There's nothing you need to know right now. You can let go of the need to know. You can relax in the sense of what it feels like just to be. No one expecting anything from you. No one needing anything. just time to sink as deeply as you can, just into this moment, into the spaciousness, into your immeasurable light. Be completely present. There at the very heart of you, a sacred space, space and place of pure bliss, ready to welcome you, to know you, to know you at ever more deeper levels, as you open up to know yourself more fully than ever before, as you invite yourself to be true to yourself, to be honest with yourself, to deny nothing, to take a risk and look at yourself fully, to look into your own eyes, to see the truth, and to allow that reflection to inspire you, to release that which you no longer are, which you no longer need, and instead to embrace the greater power within. You are ready to embrace that inner power more fully than ever before, to let go into intuitive guidance, and to trust it, to show you which way to go, how to flow, and to trust it, to let you rest when there's nothing to do, nowhere to be, but a deepening is occurring within, and all that's required is presence, to empty the vessel of the busyness, the doing, the distractions, and instead harness the peace of your own true essence, the peace that enables you to feel complete. Complete in yourself, as you are, without needing to fix anything or change anything or make an amendment. A space of complete self-acceptance. Accepting this moment and each moment, and dropping more deeply into that self-acceptance, and to feel so nourished. The deep nourishment that comes from liking yourself, being kind to yourself, supporting yourself, observing yourself. You do want the you of you to be completely happy and at peace in all areas of your life, don't you? You can forgive yourself for all of those little things that before now stopped you from trusting again or loving completely. It is time to build a new relationship with yourself. It's the very heart of this transformational process. As you look into your eyes, as you see yourself in your mind's eye, as you get a sense of both the shadow and the light, those things that you dislike and those things that you love, the things that you reject or the things that you embrace, all of that which you are, as you see yourself in all of your aspects, right back through the past, way out into the future. Let this moment now represent all of that which you are, as one being that you see reflecting back at you. Whatever shape, whatever size, whatever image or sense that you get of you, let it be real. Deny nothing. As you look at you, the you that you're observing in this space, this sacred place right now, the you that you see, see it as your sister, the light that you reject, the dark that you reject, the inner you that you have conflict with, that you have harmony with. It's as if the inside, the intuitive, the all-knowing, the all-seeing is now external for you to observe, to explore, to get a sense of. You can take a moment to look into the eyes of you, your sacred sister self, and take a few moments to forgive. If there's anything you feel you need to say to this sacred sister self, then in your own mind, just say those things now. He or she may have things to say back to you, and so you can just be in this space and allow that conversation, that dialogue to be heard. The exchange, information transmitting backwards and forwards, it may just be energy. Whatever it is for you, just allow that experience to occur. Until you can take her hands, until you can look in her eyes and say, I'm sorry. Sorry I denied you. Sorry I rejected you. Let us come together as one and return to the light, harnessing our true power together, shine so bright. allow you and her or he to merge together as one. Your hearts mixing like a vortex of energy, spinning and spiraling this cosmic dance, reuniting, reintegrating, releasing, reprogramming, realigning, reformatting, refining, regenerating, rebirthing. Rebirthing together as one. One being, unified, whole and complete. You are growing in confidence each and every day. Confidence in who you are, in how to be yourself in the world. You're finding greater peace, greater happiness, and health improves naturally as a result of this happiness and peace. Everywhere you go, you find there's a spacious feeling welcoming you so that you can expand in confidence, in self-esteem, able to express yourself more clearly, more easily than ever before. The words from your heart just flow freely. The mind peaceful. The senses, you feel able to rest, relax, and yet feel energized. There is more energy available to you, and however you wish to use that energy, whether you're looking to rest, or whether you need to get things done, that energy supports you, encouraging you, helping you. That energy is like a smiling, reassuring friend that's always there. As you wander in your mind, allowing your thoughts and feelings to swirl on by, I'd like you to imagine there in your mind's eye a path meandering left and then right, spiraling down between the trees. Shadows either side, then dappling sunlight. The path is inviting, and so you make your way, meandering, daydreaming on this sunshiny day. There's an excitement stirring. Birds are singing, little flowers along the pathway. Violet and yellow and some white, all of them there for your delight. Such fragrant, birds borne aloft on the air. Birds and butterflies and the breeze blowing through the trees. That freshness in the air. Your body feels relaxed, yet stretching is good. And there, in the distance, you can see from where you're stood that way out there, round the next bend or two or three, that down the valley and through the trees, then up on the hillside, where there's much more breeze, there's a flag that's flying high in the sky, marking a castle way up high. You skip with delight, excited with joy, knowing that there's an adventure, something calling you. The castle in the distance. Before you know it, almost in the flash of an eye, you become aware of a familiar part of this path. You're not quite sure why. And then, as you meander and wander and walk a bit more, you realise it's somewhere that you've been to before. There, standing tall, so strong, so high, two great majestic stones, from the ground to the sky, one to the left, one to the right, reminding you of the balance and power of your own divine light. The male, the majestic, reaching up high. And there, the female, expanded, extending, high into the sky. You remember these stones, these columns, these pillars of light, and the journey that you've had with them in the night, and how you remembered and recalled and weaved the masculine and feminine energy throughout you, throughout the planet, throughout the cosmos, together, solid once more, transmitting the story of balance restored. You lean to the right, then to the left, you hear the whispers from the masculine and then from the feminine, calling to your heart, bringing you into your center, fully present. The gateway that these create, these stones on your path, take you ever deeper into this magical journey at last. You know through that gateway that all will be revealed. There's something very special on that hillside. You feel it. You thank the stones for guiding you this way. And you know from this moment forth that this is going to be a very special day. You skip, you sing, you weave all the way. And before you know it, there right in front of you, the most beautiful castle, like a palace, glittering, sparkling with light. It's not one of those dowdy places, broken rock. This is like the palace, the most sacred queen. And you are the one that they've been waiting to see. There are crowds outside, singing and dancing with joy that you've returned home to this castle right now. There's dancing, there's singing, they're playing all of their instruments. Everyone's dressed up in their finery, their eyes wide, their mouths smiling with sparkling grins. Many are cheering, clapping that you've returned. They've awaited this celebration for such a long time. And now you're here. The party will go on all night, maybe a week, maybe forever. And that's why the flag is flying so high on this day. They're all so intuitive here. They knew that you were on your way. They embrace you, many of them, one by one. They look at you with so much love, so much gratitude, so much pride. The old women, oh, the way they look. They make you feel so alive, so gracious. They have such wisdom in their eyes. You know this is that place that can create so much surprise, so much magic, so much power, so much potential. It's true. There's nothing that this place can't help you to do. This is the sacred womb, the home of the true you of you, the place that you were born to rule from when you came back to your heart, your truth, your wisdom, your light, your intuitive blessing. The drawbridge is open and the doors are open wide. It's up to you now to go inside. The crowds part and they give you some space, as they know that it's only you now that can step over this threshold and make your claim to this sacred sister space. All of your sisters all around watch with such excitement, such joy. Everyone knows that this is your moment to reclaim your power, to make this your home, to step confidently through this door. Not just to this sacred womb space, but to your sparkling throne. You can take your time. You can make each step count. There can be 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And you can look around and get a sense of what it's all about. Only you can know what this sacred space can bring for you. But you can only really know it when you take back your throne and sit in that sacred chair, in this space, your home. You're the queen of this castle. You can wear the full robe.
you can crown your beautiful head and be jeweled, sparkling stones. Whether you're wearing your robe, your crown, your jewels, or whether you're naked in this place, bearing your light. One thing's for sure, this is your moment to take back your full power and emanate your true light. Remembering that you're the queen and sitting on that throne chair brings you to the very heart of you, to the center, to the power, to the point in which you're there. They're fully present here in your heart. A new day is dawning. The queen, a fresh start. The heart beams its light like a laser beam. And so through the crown, the light is seen. It comes from the hands too, and out through the legs. And before you know it, out of every direction, there is light shining, shards of light emanating from you. Out through this palace, to the heavens all around, to the heart of each and every person in this land. And they all call. The queen has returned. She's taken back her power. This is it. This is that sacred hour. The light, it shines in all directions. The light, it shines like a star. You are the queen. This is your palace. You are reunited in your seat of power. Take back your intuitive wisdom. This is that hour. There is nothing that you can't do now. Nothing that you can't be. As held in this one heart vision, your unique celebration is key. Sit majestically. Let your light shine. Be in your palace of power. The sacred womb and the heart have aligned, rooting you in deeply. Giving birth to a new light. Your chrysalis falls away. The butterfly queen flies with delight. And so it is. Fly brightly. go. See your magnificence. Let your colors flow.